typically questions are tested in an end-to-end test, which means they essentially practice. They ask people to fill out the questionnaires, make sure that they understand the questions, make sure that the question is pulling the data that it's supposed to pull. And this question was proposed so late that it's untested. It's important that our U.S. Census data be very, very accurate. And without testing a question, there's no way to know how it will be received by the public, how it will be interpreted by the public, and how it will affect the data. I think the other thing that Colorado Common Cause is very concerned about, along with some of our partners, is that we have a national climate that doesn't feel particularly friendly to immigrants. The national headlines about families being separated at the border, changes to DACA, the way that our president has talked about immigrants, doesn't always make immigrants in our country feel safe or welcome. And so when they're asked to fill out an official government survey, we anticipate that this will have a chilling effect, that they may not feel safe and they may say, well, I'm just not going to fill it out. And the consequences of that is that funding for services that are needed in communities might not happen. Lines for congressional districts might be inaccurately drawn and not reflect the population accurately because certain communities don't feel safe filling out the census.
And the consequences would last until 2030 when the next census is taken.
Right. So we only have an opportunity to fill out a census every 10 years. And so if we get this wrong, if we have an undercount or we have an undercount that is specific to certain communities, then those communities or those states even wouldn't have a chance to correct that information for another 10 years.
Can you go into some of the ways that the census is critical to our democracy?
The census is actually a requirement in the United States Constitution. And one of the reasons that we need to do a census every 20 years is to understand how our population is changing. As you know, our House of Representatives and what kind of representation we get is dependent on how many people live in each state. So if there's a bigger population in your state, then you get more representatives in the House of Representatives. Colorado is actually very likely to get another congressional seat. Congressional districts are also drawn by population. They need to be roughly equivalent. You can't have double the amount of population represented by one elected official instead of another. Without an accurate census, it's hard to draw those congressional lines. It's hard to ensure that people are getting fair and accurate representation. This comment period is our opportunity to give feedback about what we think of the citizenship question. And it's the public's really only opportunity to give this feedback.
Does this question go into whether the non-citizens are legally in the country?
The proposed question is simply going to ask whether or not you are a U.S. citizen. Now, when we're talking about representation, our elected officials represent their entire constituency, not just people who are citizens, not just people who are eligible to vote. If you think about, we have lots of children. They don't vote, but their interests still need to be represented by the people who represent their districts. And so this question is only going to ask, are you a citizen or are you not a citizen? If you are somebody who is undocumented, you would answer that question the same way as somebody who has legal permanent residency or might be here on a student visa or a work visa. All of those people would answer no to the citizenship question as it's proposed.
Are there any legal protections for the information that's collected by the census?
Census information is used for lots of different things. I've talked about the value of census information when it comes to representation and making sure that lines for districts are accurately drawn. But census information is also used for funding. There's millions of dollars that come into the state of Colorado for things like health or Head Start programs that are dependent on population, and those population numbers are garnered from the census. It's important that that information be public, but the specificity and the detail that ties back to individuals is not publicly available.
What about between government institutions? For example, could Customs and Immigration Enforcement request this information from the Census Bureau?
The data that gets shared out of the U.S. Census Bureau is not specific down to like a household level. So we don't think that that is information that would be sent out to other departments, but it's untested and this hasn't been done before. So the comment period is open until August 7th. For more information, people can go to www.commoncause.org/censusco and they can submit their comments directly from there.
Well, thank you very much, Amanda Gonzalez, Executive Director of Colorado Common Cause.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate you.